Hi, this is Gordon Deal. The award-winning Wall Street Journal This Morning starts right after this.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
America was built by innovators and dreamers like you. To celebrate, LegalZoom dedicated this month to innovation by making it easy for you to file trademark or copyright applications, incorporate your business, or form an LLC. Call or visit LegalZoom.com. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. For a limited time, get a special price on trademark and copyright applications by using the referral code WSJ at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm.
Live from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal, this is the Wall Street Journal This Morning, America's first news with Gordon Deal.
The president reemerges on the VA scandal. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Gina Cervetti. Thursday, May 22, welcome aboard. Here's what's up this hour.
President Obama is taking responsibility for the crisis at the Veterans Affairs Administration. You'll hear his first remarks on the issue in 3 weeks.
A big bust in the New York area. Dozens of people arrested on charges of sexual exploitation of children.
Do you shop on eBay? Time to change your password. The company says it's been hit by a cyber attack.
Circling back to our story about the VA crisis, what can be done to fix that agency?
The American Legion's conducted numerous inspections of VA medical centers for the last 10 years. And this year, we've seen widespread failures at multiple hospitals with access for veterans, with scheduling, with GI consults, and change needs to happen.
Jacob Gadd at the American Legion proposes solutions for fixing the Veterans Administration. He's here in just a moment. It's time for a morning brief, and it's brought to you by CSX. CSX, how tomorrow moves. President Obama is tearing out a new page from the crisis management playbook. He yesterday said he is ultimately responsible for the growing crisis at the Department of Veterans Affairs, where many feel it's time for a change in leadership. Mr. Obama addressed the allegations of wrongdoing at VA hospitals for the first time since remarks 3 weeks ago. He said he expects VA Secretary Eric Shinseki next week to provide him with a preliminary results of an inquiry into claims by VA employees that patients face excessive wait times for care and that dozens of veterans have died while waiting for care.
The IG indicated that he did not see a link between the wait and them actually dying. That does not excuse the fact that the wait times in general are too long in some facilities.
While praising Mr. Shinseki's tenure, Mr. Obama indicated in answers to questions that it was possible that the VA secretary could ultimately be forced to leave. Mr. Obama's comments, which followed an Oval Office meeting with Mr. Shinseki yesterday, capped a week-long effort by the White House to try to contain a scandal that has widened to more than two dozen VA health facilities across the U.S. since last month. So what can actually be done to fix the management problems at the Department of Veterans Affairs? For ideas, we're joined by Jacob Gadd. He's Deputy Director of Healthcare at the American Legion in Washington, D.C. He's with us on the T-Mobile hotline. Jacob, paint the broader picture.
The American Legion's conducted numerous inspections of VA medical centers for the last 10 years. And this year, we've seen widespread failures at multiple hospitals with access for veterans, with scheduling, with GI consults. And in addition to doing those site visits, we've also met with veterans and families during town hall meetings, and they're outraged and frustrated that they're waiting in line to receive care and that it's, you know, that change needs to happen.
Yeah, what's the problem, though? There's just not enough bodies at these VA hospitals?
We feel as though the VA goes to Congress and testifies on the budget and asks, and Congress has given VA all of the resources that it's asked for. Jeez. And that leadership here at the top of VA in Washington, D.C. has set a goal of getting new patients in 14 days. And what we're seeing through multiple whistleblowers around the country right now is that there's unprecedented numbers of staff that have acknowledged that there's gaming and cooking of the books, where facility staff have lied about actual wait times in order to make their facility leadership or their regional leadership and the national VA leadership look good and receive their bonuses.
Wow. Well, if the VA is getting everything it wants from Congress in terms of resources, it strikes me just as incompetence that's operating these hospitals.
Right. I mean, if it was one or two sites, you know, we, of course, would be holding those hospital administrators directly responsible. But with multiple failures across the country, I mean, even this week, the IG said that they're visiting and conducting inspections of 26 different sites, that the problem is not the leadership at the local and the regional levels, but at the national level.
We're speaking with Jacob Gadd. He's the Deputy Director for Healthcare for the American Legion. He's based in Washington. We're talking about these veterans that have died while waiting for care. The number that you guys have issued with this report about 40 veterans dying is breathtaking. You suspect there are more than that?
We do, and we know that there's been sites with delays with care for those GI consults. There's been some preventable deaths there. There's been some deaths at Atlanta, Georgia, with mental health and not tracking those patients that are out on contract. So our whole country is focused on Phoenix, but the American Legion has reminded VA, Congress, and the American public that it's not just Phoenix, that there's widespread failures and a pattern of mismanagement at these facilities.
I know that your group has called for the resignation of VA Secretary Eric Shinseki and other leaders. Do you suspect that that's falling on deaf ears?
We don't. We think that, you know, since we've called for the resignations, that it's really been the first time that we've seen the secretary out front and talking to the media about the steps that he's taken to fix some of these hospital performance problems. And, you know, but it's too late. That there's been, you know, a pattern of these problems that have been gone without comment, and we haven't seen the secretary out front talking about these issues.
Thanks, Jacob. Jacob Gadd, Deputy Director of Healthcare at the American Legion in Washington. By the way, during his remarks yesterday, Mr. Obama anticipated Republican criticism, saying it's important that our veterans don't become another political football. But he himself made it a political football with campaign remarks back in 2007.
We've all heard about what it's like to navigate the broken bureaucracy of the VA, the impossibly long lines, or the repeated calls for help. They get you nothing more than an answering machine.
That said, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says the president only learned of the problems through recent media reports. On that subject, by the way, we've got a new poll question on our website. Has President Obama done enough to address the growing crisis at the VA? You can vote and see results on our website, which is WSJThisMorning.com. 13 minutes now after the hour on the Wall Street Journal This Morning. This portion of the program is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. You no longer need a lot of money to market your business. Vistaprint.com has everything you need to get the word out about your products and services without spending an arm and a leg. In fact, they have a low price guarantee for their premium business cards. So if you're not happy, they're not happy. You can call them up and they'll make it right. And for a limited time only, they're offering 250 premium business cards for only $10. That includes shipping. What a great deal. And if you ever need to order more cards, they have quantities up to 5,000. To get 250 premium business cards for $10 with shipping included, just go to Vistaprint.com and put the promotional code WSJ in your cart to get this offer. Don't delay. Order your 250 high-quality premium business cards for only $10 today and get your shipping included. Just go to Vistaprint.com and put the promotional code WSJ in your cart to get this offer. The U.S. military says it's tracked movement by Russian forces along the Ukrainian border, but American officials have no evidence that the forces are preparing to leave those positions. More from Wall Street Journal Pentagon correspondent Julian Barnes. Julian, what's happening on the border?
Well, you know, there's been a series of exercises, little movements all along the border in recent weeks. And so what the Pentagon has tracked is some movement, but what they're analysts have not been able to tell them yet is this the first stages in a bigger pullback, or is just more of the same smaller movements, little exercises that they've seen?
What would we need to see, Julian, to be more certain that the troops are pulling out?
Well, I think they really want to see a movement with some distance from the border, at least a shrinking in the number of troops that are there. You know, with tens of thousands of troops on the border, they don't all disappear overnight. This is something that, you know, will take some time if it is happening. And so they don't expect those troops to disappear, but they would expect to actually track the troops moving. Now, you know, Vladimir Putin has said several times he's ordered the troops back. On Wednesday, he said it again. And when he was asked about U.S. and NATO statements that they haven't seen the movement, he responded they should look harder.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal Pentagon correspondent Julian Barnes. So how concerned are U.S. officials that he's just saying one thing and doing another?
Well, you know, we've seen throughout the Ukraine crisis, Russian leadership do just that, say one thing and then do another. Misdirection on Crimea, misdirection on exercises that they've done. So it's a real open question. You know, is this another example of that? On the other hand, he's said it several times now. He said it with some increasing frequency. So there's certainly some in the U.S. who do believe that this time it may be real. We just haven't seen it yet.
Thanks, Julian. Wall Street Journal Pentagon correspondent Julian Barnes. On a related note, there are reports today that approximately 11 people are dead following an attack on an eastern Ukraine military checkpoint. It is 20 minutes now after the hour on the Wall Street Journal this morning. Gina Cervetti is here. She has America's first news.
Good morning. A Boy Scout leader, two police officers, and an airline pilot are among 71 people arrested in the New York City area on charges of sexual exploitation of children. Others detained in the largest ever enforcement operation of its kind were a registered nurse, a paramedic, and a rabbi. Jim Hayes is with Immigration and Customs.
Investigators seized nearly 600 computing devices, including desktop and laptop computers, tablets, smartphones, thumb drives, among others, containing more than 175 terabytes of information and tens of thousands of pornographic images of children.
President Barack Obama vows to get to the bottom of allegations that veterans suffered long delays in getting health care and makes clear that Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki's job may be on the line amid a growing scandal.
Our veterans deserve to know the facts. Their families deserve to know the facts. Once we know the facts, I assure you, if there is misconduct, it will be punished.
The president said that he is ultimately responsible for any misconduct. His remarks followed a meeting with Shinseki and a top aide who's leading a review into allegations that long wait times could have led to deaths. In California, a spilled load of steel pipes from a tractor trailer triggers a deadly multi-vehicle crash, killing four people on a passenger bus. At least seven other people were seriously injured yesterday morning on the main road that links Southern California and Arizona. U.S. stock futures are positive this morning after the Dow posted its biggest gain in more than a month, rising almost 159 points. The Nasdaq added 35 and the S&P 500 rose 15. Minutes from the Fed's latest meeting showed little change in its policy outlook. Today, Asian markets were higher. Unilever is pairing its pasta and sauces with salad dressing. The British company is selling its North American Ragu and Bertolli brands to Japan's Mizgen Group for $2.1 million. The deal includes two production facilities in Kentucky and California. Mizcan makes rice vinegars and salad dressings. If buying airline tickets leaves you confused and frustrated over fees, then some clarity may be on the way. That's the idea, anyway, behind the Transportation Department's proposal requiring airlines and travel agents to list their fees alongside airfares during booking online. I think a lot of consumers would be happy to get more information on what's going on with those fees. I don't know about you, Gordon.
Yes.
It's a little confusing sometimes because some of these airlines, now you buy a ticket, but maybe you're not aware of the fact that if you pick a certain seat, they're actually going to charge you more.
Right. The fact the list is quite short now of things they don't charge you for.
Yeah, it's getting shorter all the time.
That'd be the quicker list to read. Thank you, Gina. 23 minutes after the hour on the Wall Street Journal this morning. Thanks for being with us. After 2 years of solid urban growth, more Americans are moving again to suburbs and beyond. Wall Street Journal reporter Neil Shaw says the long tug of war between big cities and suburbs is tilting ever so slightly back to the land of lawns and malls. Neil, explain the trend.
The Great Recession and the slow recovery that we've had since have impacted a lot of the nation's demographic trends, everything from how many kids we have to immigration. And one demographic trend that's really been muffled by economic distress has been people moving away from cities into suburbs. Often young families run out of space living in the city that they're in and need a little bit more, want to go buy a home and are moved further out away from urban cores into suburbs. In the recession and in recent years, what we've seen is that flow, which has gone on for decades, since the 1920s, people have been moving to the suburbs. That flow kind of just got stunted in recent years, and you actually had cities growing faster than their surrounding suburbs. One thing that's interesting in some of the new data that we're getting from the census is that recession effect seems to be fading a little bit. And in the latest data, you're seeing cities growing a little slower and suburbs kind of stabilize.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Neil Shaw. And some of this could be because more people have been able to land a better job and maybe a mortgage, right?
Right. I mean, some of this may be the housing market improving in recent years. As people know, home prices have gone up about 11% nationally over the last couple of years. Housing market's been in better shape. We should note that of late, in the last 6 months or so, there's been some weakness in the housing, which could affect future data we get on this front. But in general, the housing market has been improving. Some more people have been able to get mortgages and buy homes, though it's still tough for minorities, for first-time buyers. But there's been some improvement in that front in terms of the housing market, in terms of availability of credit. And you could be seeing that here. This could be kind of an early sign of young folks in particular being able to get that credit, being able to make that move, and then be able to go to the suburbs of a little bit, or at least not be stuck in the big city where you're at.
Thanks, Neil. Wall Street Journal reporter Neil Shaw, who's based in Washington. By the way, for our daily podcast of the Wall Street Journal this morning, check out iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and now TuneIn. It is 30 minutes after the hour on the Wall Street Journal this morning. Coming up next, the former Montana governor could be auditioning against Hillary Clinton. Back in the days of black and white TVs and phones with wires, the only way for a business to avoid the post office was to lease a postage meter. Technology has changed dramatically since then, but those postage meters haven't. Luckily, there's a much better way to get your postage, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can do so much more than a postage meter for so much less. Get official U.S. postage for any letter, any package using your computer and printer. No extra hardware to buy or lease. And unlike a meter, there are no long-term commitments. You'll save up to 80% versus a meter. Plus, with Stamps.com, you can track packages, track spending, and more. Right now, use the promo code WSJ for this special offer. No risk trial. Plus, a $110 bonus offer includes a digital scale and up to $55 free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in WSJ. That's Stamps.com. Enter WSJ.
Powered by the most trusted name in journalism, you're listening to the Wall Street Journal this morning, America's first news.
Thanks for being with us on this Thursday, May 22nd. Gordon Deal with Gina Cervetti. Coming up this half hour, President Obama heads deeper into the VA crisis. A death row inmate in Missouri lives another day. And on a lighter note, guess who's not happy about the timing of President Obama's VA remarks? That report in about 20 minutes. To politics now, and while Republicans have made the most noise about a 2016 presidential candidate, there have been some rumblings lately on the Democratic side. Wall Street Journal reporter Elizabeth Williamson says challengers to Hillary Clinton for the Democratic presidential nomination are starting to emerge, including the former governor of Montana. She spent some time in cities like Butte. Elizabeth tells about him
Brian Schweitzer is the former two-term governor of Montana. He is immensely popular in the West. He's a very specific character, but I think that he has a role to play in the 2016 election in that he appeals to progressives because of some of the things that he's tried in his home state. And progressives are, there is an element among the Democratic Party, among liberals, who are a little disappointed that Hillary Clinton seems to be the heir apparent nominee, and they would like a little bit of a debate. And so Brian Schweitzer would be the man for that job.
All right. So this is based on what, some sort of Clinton fatigue, or is there something specific that these particular Democrats don't like about Mrs. Clinton?
Well, they feel like she pulls a little bit to the right on foreign policy issues. She's talking tough on Vladimir Putin and what the U.S. might do in the case of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. She's also giving a lot of speeches to the financial industry. She gets a lot of support from folks on Wall Street. They're not real happy about that. And Brian Schweitzer is a very outspoken critic of corporate interests in the Democratic Party. And he singles Hillary out as someone who is really beholden to Wall Street and to corporations that funded her past campaign and have provided her with speaking opportunities now.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Elizabeth Williamson in Washington. She spent some time in Montana observing the politics there, specifically with Governor Brian Schweitzer. So has Mr. Schweitzer officially declared his interest or has declared he's going
to
run?
No, he says he's yet to throw his Stetson in the ring, although he doesn't have it firmly on his head either. So he's definitely doing a little striptease, if you will, and wanting, you know, us to be interested into whether or not he's going to be running. But none of the other candidates, including Hillary Clinton, have declared either. So it's a kind of fun parlor game to think about, you know, who's going to be the skunk in the primary garden party this year. You know, somebody who pulls the whole pack left or right in the case of the Republican Party. And so, you know, you have a Howard Dean in the Democratic Party back in 2004, Herman Cain in 2012 coming into the Republican race and pulling surprising numbers early on. This might be a Schweitzer role, somebody who forces the other candidates on the stage who have better chances than he does to address some of the issues that he's raised. And in his case, it would be concern about Obamacare. It would be the concern about Wall Street interests in politics. It would be worries about income inequality. And those are all things that liberals really would like to see a very fulsome debate on in the 2016 run-up.
So what role will Mrs. Clinton play in his own decision about running? Do we know?
We don't. He's very cagey in that he seldom mentions her by name, but if you ask about her by name, he delivers his, you know, his line that, you know, you can, if you can judge an individual by the company he keeps, you can judge a politician by the funding he or she seeks. So this is a slam on her courting of big corporate dollars and financial industry dollars in the campaign. I think what will happen is that it won't be so much that she influences him, it would be that he influences her. As long as there's a voice out there in the Montana wilderness pushing her to address some of the needs of the liberal wing of the party and some of their concerns, he serves a role.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Wall Street Journal reporter Elizabeth Williamson. 21 minutes now before the hour on the Wall Street Journal this morning. Thanks for being with us. New poll question on our website today that we'd like to get your feedback on. Has President Obama done enough to address the growing crisis at the Veterans Affairs Administration? You can vote and see results on our website, which is WSJThisMorning.com. It's time now for a travel update, and it's brought to you by Lexington Hotels. At Lexington Inns, Hotels, and Suites, guests enjoy great rates, exceptional quality, and a personal touch. Visit LexingtonHotels.com for reservations. As you know, Memorial Day is the official kickoff of the summer travel season. Americans across the country are gearing up for the holiday weekend. On that note, the travel website Orbitz is out with a list of the most popular destinations and the biggest events for Memorial Day weekend. Janine Tornatore from Orbitz is with us live this morning. Janine, where are we going the most?
Well, most travelers over the holiday weekend are headed to Las Vegas. Cancun, Punta Cana, New York, and Chicago round out the top five. So some beach goers, but a lot of city goers on this list as well.
Are those similar to past lists?
Very similar. I mean, we typically see these making the top of the list. Punta Cana actually isn't usually in the top three, so that's up there. I think people really want to hit the beaches, and we're seeing great deals in the Caribbean as we head into hurricane season. We also have on our list London, which comes in at number nine as a bit of a surprise. So, you know, people are definitely getting out there. In fact, Friday of Memorial Day week, and right now tracked as our busiest travel day of the entire summer, according to bookings on Orbit. So people are wanting to get out and kick off that summer.
Yeah. Why Las Vegas? Is that where the deals are?
It is. Average hotel rates over the holiday weekend are just $146 a night.
Wow.
So it's a pretty good bargain to go there. Even Orlando, which comes in at number six, average hotel rates, $111 over the holiday weekend. So while it's going to be busy, I think that people can still find some availability and some deals.
And Punta Cana, right? Dominican Republic. I've heard people who've been there say, man, that is just the greatest place in the Caribbean.
It's beautiful. It's the crystal clear blue water. It's a lot of great water sports. What you're going to find is mostly all-inclusive in this destination. So right now, they're kind of in that hurricane belt, so heading into their off-season. So really, they're looking to fill rooms. You get all your meals, all your drinks included. Average rates there, just $233 a night. But keep in mind, almost all of those are all-inclusive, so that's a pretty good rate for that type of property.
All right, good point. We're speaking with Janine Tornatore from the travel website Orbitz. All right, so how about some of the biggest events we're going to see this Memorial Day weekend?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm actually coming to you from Virginia Beach, which in its own right is a world-renowned beach destination. They have three beaches here, 3 miles of boardwalk, and they're, you know, this weekend really kicks off their summer. I think it's a great example of just kind of how big summer is for festivals. They have concerts here 7 nights a week starting this weekend, which they kick off with Jimmy Buffett. But, you know, the other thing you're going to find are this is why the big cities are the draws, because everywhere from Chicago to New York, you know, to San Diego, it's that kickoff to festival season. So while you may not have the huge events kicking off this weekend, it's really all of these festivals that bring people in. People want to be outdoors. They want to start experiencing, you know, the great food and the great culture of these destinations.
I did not realize that Virginia Beach had 3 miles of boardwalk.
Yeah, they do.
Wow.
They also have over 18,000 acres of parks and wildlife refuges. So if you don't want to kind of be where all of the resorts are, some of their beaches have very different personalities. So you can go out to some of these very secluded, very wildlife-centric areas. And I think you're going to find that a lot of the beach destinations on the East Coast this weekend are going to be packed. It's going to be a big drive weekend for travelers. Even here in Virginia Beach, I mean, they're pretty close to capacity for the weekend for hotels. So travelers who are heading out really need to look and book their hotel, you know, today, tomorrow at the latest if you want to get a room.
Yeah. Hey, Janine, appreciate a few minutes as always. Janine Tornatore from the website, the travel website, Orbitz. Boy, she's talking about Virginia Beach. You may want to walk the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel if traffic's going to be as busy as it might be going to Virginia Beach. It's 14 minutes now before the hour on the Wall Street Journal this morning.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
First, congratulations to the folks at Squarespace for winning 4 Webbies this year. Squarespace is the easiest way to create an exceptional website for you or your business. They have beautiful designs and all the style options you'll need to create a unique website. And don't worry about getting stuck. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free. And when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ. Glad you're with us. This portion of the program is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. A business card says a lot about you and your business. No matter who you are or what kind of business you have, Vistaprint.com has thousands of designs to say just what you want. And today they have a great offer on their best business cards. Get 250 of their premium cards for only $10. The shipping is on them too. Vistaprint has so many designs to choose from that you're bound to find the one that says what you want. Once you find the card you like, the process itself is super easy and fun. Add text, photos, or logos. You can even change colors, fonts, and move things around. To get 250 premium business cards for $10, including shipping, just go to Vistaprint.com and put the promotional code WSJ in your cart to get this offer. And don't forget when you check out to make sure you look at the other marketing products they offer, like postcards, flyers, brochures, and websites. They can even match your business card. So again, that's 250 high-quality premium cards with shipping included. Just go to Vistaprint.com and put the promotional code WSJ in your cart to get this offer. It's 9 minutes now before the hour on the Wall Street Journal this morning. Gina Cervetti is back with America's First News.
Good morning. Sears Holdings says today that it plans to close at least 80 stores this year as it reports a bigger loss overall, although its namesake stores did report its first increase in key sales in more than a year in some time. The company recently spun off its Lands' End business and is trying to decide what to do with its auto centers. President Barack Obama says the buck ultimately stops with him and what happens at the Veterans Affairs Administration, and he promises to get to the bottom of allegations that veterans suffered long delays in getting treatment.
So when I hear allegations of misconduct, any misconduct, whether it's allegations of VA staff covering up long wait times or cooking the books, I will not stand for it. Not as Commander-in-Chief, but also not as an American.
The Phoenix VA hospital faces allegations that 40 people died while waiting for treatment and that staff kept a secret waiting list. President Obama says he expects preliminary results of a review about the scope of the problem next week. The underwater hunt for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 is preparing for a pause as authorities gear up for the deployment of a commercially contracted underwater search vehicle. A U.S. Navy submersible is expected to scan the Indian Ocean search area for another week. The plane with 239 people on board vanished more than 2.5 months ago without a trace. You may have heard that eBay is asking its 145 million users to change their passwords. This is because of a cyber attack. A spokeswoman said that PayPal user information was not exposed, although some people do use the same logon information for both. So if that's you, then you may want to change your password for PayPal as well. No group has claimed responsibility for the hacking. Today, we'll watch for updates on jobless claims and existing home sales. Meanwhile, stock futures edging a little higher after a nice bounce for Wall Street yesterday. The Dow was up almost 159 points. There were no real surprises in the Fed minutes that came out yesterday, and retailer reports were mixed, but there were some bright spots like Tiffany's. What's the best way to keep your Levi's ship shape? Don't put them in the washing machine. Advice from Levi Strauss CEO Chip Berg during an interview at Fortune's Brainstorm Green Conference said the jeans that he was wearing had not been in a washing machine yet, and he first started wearing them a year ago.
A year?
Well, I think we should also point out, Gordon,
yes,
that the focus of the conference is the environment and sustainability.
Okay.
So maybe a little bit of a theme going on here. We're saving water, right?
Okay. I guess I do feel like I treat my jeans that way. They don't always get as many washes as other clothes.
We probably don't wash them every time you wear them.
Right. And I don't go jogging in them either, which doesn't dirty them as much, I suppose.
Yeah.
That could change things. 6 minutes now in front of the hour on the Wall Street Journal this morning. Come on down, right? The White House may have created another scandal, one that threatens voter support among viewers of daytime TV. When President Obama took the podium around 11 a.m. Eastern time yesterday to speak about the Veterans Affairs scandal, social media erupted with criticism. It wasn't for the reason one might think. UPI's got the story. As he began his remarks, he interrupted the CBS network broadcast of The Price is Right, quickly sending hardcore fans to Twitter to complain. One poster named Tony Ann wrote, quote, Of course, the first morning I'm home, I just want to lay in bed and watch The Price is Right. But no, Obama has to speak. Another tweet from someone named Courtney K read, quote, why is Obama always doing speeches during The Price is Right? Come on, man. But at least one person said some of the complainers might have other things to worry about. He tweeted, shouldn't the people complaining that Obama interrupted The Price is Right be at work? For Gina Cervetti, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to The Wall Street Journal this morning. America was built by innovators and dreamers like you. To celebrate, LegalZoom dedicated this month to innovation by making it easy for you to file trademark or copyright applications, incorporate your business, or form an LLC. Call or visit LegalZoom.com. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. For a limited time, get a special price on trademark and copyright applications by using the referral code WSJ at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm. First, congratulations to the folks at Squarespace for winning 4 Webbies this year. Squarespace is the easiest way to create an exceptional website for you or your business. They have beautiful designs and all the style options you'll need to create a unique website. And don't worry about getting stuck. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free, and when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ. Thanks for listening to The Wall Street Journal this morning. For more, follow The Wall Street Journal this morning on Facebook and Twitter, and now on TuneIn.